The FBI director is contradicting the White House's position on the Rob Porter timeline. I want to catch up on this with Andy Field from ABC News. Give me a few minutes of your time, Andy. How are you this afternoon?
Good. As usual, another slow news day here in Washington.
I'll bet when you guys take vacations, you really need vacations over there.
Oh, we turn off everything. If we could unplug the world, it'd be great.
So the FBI says that they submitted a partial investigation and then follow-up information two more times, and that as long ago as 10 months ago, the White House at least had some information about Anthony Porter. Catch me up on this.
Actually, the initial report that they gave to the White House was almost a year ago in March. They said they had wrapped up their investigation in July and submitted it to the White House Personnel Office. That is 6 months ago, more than 6 months ago at this point. They said they got... someone at the White House knew about this background information on Rob Porter. And Rob Porter, of course, is the presidential aide who resigned or was forced out, depending on who you talk to, because in large part because of domestic violence charges by two of his ex-wives and pictures of one of them with a black eye and others talking about this. Now, the question is, and why the White House has been scrambling about this, is that the White House claims that it only fully knew about these things last week. Well, the FBI director today got up and under oath told Congress that's not true. They knew about it last July.
Okay, but that doesn't mean the president knew, and it doesn't even mean that John Kelly knew, right?
That is correct. Now, Sarah Sanders got up today and said, basically, through the entire White House personnel department under the bus by saying they had this information, they were doing significant more background checks on him, and it's not quite clear why they need to redo the work that the FBI has already done, because that's what the FBI is supposed to do, unless they were perhaps told or requested to do that. The FBI says they got some more requests for information in November and again in January, and then they got new information in February. Now, this is a guy who literally handles the president's top secret information. He's been working on a interim security clearance, and what's interesting is that Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence, today in Congress testified under oath that people with an interim security clearance should not be handling top secret information.
Yeah, right. I don't know that I want John Kelly to go, because a lot of us think that he's the adult in the room, and while he's not been 100% effective, he's the Marine that the president looks up to, and it'd be nice if he could corral Donald Trump's worst impulses. So maybe good that John Kelly can keep his job. But if he knew about this and decided not to act on it, then he's got to go. If he didn't know about it, then I'm not sure what that says about his tenure, because maybe he should know about it. He should have things running well enough that something like this comes to his attention. How in the world did the FBI hand it off to somebody over there and it not get to John Kelly?
That is the big question that the White House is literally doing a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers dance around.
Yeah, no kidding.
And what's interesting is that Sarah Sanders is not supporting Kelly, and she's not supporting him pretty much anyone. All she's saying is, this is the best information that they're giving me, which is really extraordinary for a press secretary to be saying, because the press secretary is supposed to have the ear of the president. The president can tell her anything he wants to.
Well, I would imagine you could work this backwards. Just say, okay, the FBI, when you did that search on him and found the things you did and filed three reports, who did you give them to? There must be an electronic chain, if nothing else, on this.
Oh, I don't think there's any secret about it. They give it to the White House Personnel Office, and the White House Personnel Office is tasked with handling all these things, which is basically, you know, it's like your HR department or your accounting department. You submit your timesheet for the week, and they process it. They're a department to process these things. And in this case, it's unclear why it took from July until last week to process this information.
How did the Daily Mail get it before John Kelly did then? My goodness. Okay, so what happens? What's the next step in this story, Andy?
I don't know, but the White House news conferences have been dominated by this for the last couple of days. And it's not it's more than just a domestic abuse charge, although that in itself is pretty horrendous. once again, our reporter, Cecilia Vega, had an opportunity to shout questions at the president at a photo opportunity today, asking about John Kelly, about when they knew about this, and more specifically, Mr. President, you have yet to say anything about the domestic abuse victims. You're lavishing praise on the people accused of this, but nothing, not a word about this. What do you have to say? Stone silence.
By that, he's still holding out that a man is innocent until proven guilty, and I think we all understand that. You know, he said, though, that a man's life can be ruined by mere allegations, and to me, the operative word in that is mere. These aren't mere allegations, flimsy or whimsical one-offs.
Well, he also talked about due process, and in fact, at least one of the ex-wives actually went through due process to get a restraining order against her husband, and a judge found the information credible enough to tell the ex-husband to stay physically away from her.
Andy Field reporting from Washington, ABC News. We'll visit again, Andy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.